Good to have Katie back with us. Amen. We're glad that, amen, all our students that, amen, Fiston Start School, College back, we welcome them, and we're so thankful today for the sweet, sweet presence of the Lord, the vein of the Holy Ghost that I have felt. Amen. We want to go to the word of the Lord today, Isaiah.
Isaías, capítulo 63, verso 1.
The 63rd chapter today, verse 1, is where I want to read.
El capítulo 63, el verso 1, donde quiero leer.
Amen. God bless you for bringing your sword. Amen. We don't bring our sword to the battle and don't know how to use it. Amen. But we use the sword here, amen, to learn how to use it in the battle.
No traemos nuestra espada aquí, no sabemos cómo usarla para afuera. Por eso la traemos aquí.
Isaiah 63, verse 1.
Isaías 63, verso 1.
Who is this that cometh from Eden?
¿Quién es este que viene de Edom?
With dyed garments from Bozra.
Con vestidos teñidos de Bozra.
This is that is glorious in his apparel.
Este que es glorioso en su vestido.
Traveling in the greatness of his strength.
Que marcha en la grandeza de su fuerza.
I that speak in righteousness.
Yo el que hablo en justicia.
Mighty to save.
Poderoso para salvar.
Mighty to save.
Poderoso o grande para salvar.
This is talking about the Lord coming.
Esto habla de la venida del Señor.
And he's coming as a great conqueror.
Y viene como un gran conquistador.
And he is moving swiftly in his greatness and strength.
Y se mueve en su grandeza de su gloria.
And he's mighty to save.
Es grande y fuerte, poderoso para salvar.
I want to preach from that little part right there, mighty to save.
Yo voy a predicar con el título poderoso para salvar.
God is mighty to save.
Dios es poderoso para salvar.
Amen. Would you put your Bibles down just for a moment? Amen. I want you to lift your voice to the Lord. Lift your hands. Come on, fill this place with your voice and voices together, Lord. We thank you for your mighty power, Lord, the difference that you make. Thank you, Lord, that you're King of Kings and Lord God. Lord, the things that I can't conquer, you're the God that gives us power to conquer. We love you, we praise you, we magnify you today. Thank you for victory, joy, and peace, God, in knowing your might and your great salvation. We love you, we praise you, we welcome you today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And let the redeemed and the appreciated say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Revelation, this passage of scripture here is the same, and you'll find in the book of Revelation it speaks.
El libro de Apocalipsis 19:11 al 16 habla.
The returning of a conquering warrior.
El regreso de un guerrero conquistador.
And there's a parallel in the vision that John the Revelator saw.
Y nos da un paralelo de esto en Apocalipsis que Juan vio.
He saw one that was faithful and true coming.
La visión del fiel y verdadero.
His eyes was a flame of fire.
Sus ojos eran como llama de fuego.
His head held many crowns.
En su cabeza tenía muchas coronas.
And his clothes were dipped in blood.
Su vestido con una vestidura teñida en sangre.
And on his thigh and his vesture was a name.
Y en su vestidura y en su mulo tenía un nombre escrito.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Rey de reyes y señor de señores.
This is not just any king. Today this is the King of Kings.
No es cualquier
and
rey.
This is the Lord of Lords. Are you thankful
rey,
that our God
rey,
is mighty?
Señor de señores. ¿No se agradece que el Señor sea poderoso?
Let me give you an introduction. Amen. God here is saying through the word, I am mighty to save.
Aquí el Señor está hablando que Él es poderoso para salvar.
This is not a weak Savior.
No solamente un salvador débil.
He's not a limited Christ.
No es un Cristo limitado.
Or a partial deliverer.
Ni un libertador parcial.
When we see the words to save,
creo que cuando dice para salvar,
we understand it's the whole great concept of God's work.
Sino es todo el concepto y la gran obra de salvación.
Amen. It's God's desire.
Porque es el diseño de Dios.
That you would be saved.
Que tú seas salvado.
And he wants to give complete salvation to somebody.
Y quiere darle completa salvación a alguien.
Amen. I'm thankful today he's mighty to save from wherever you're at.
Agradezco que Dios sea poderoso de salvar de cualquier situación.
Even when a person can't break the chains, God's still able to break the chains.
Aun cuando la persona no puede liberarse
and save you from wherever you may be.
De donde quiera que estés.
Amen. We're thankful that he still seeks and saves that which is lost.
Qué bueno que aún él sigue viendo a los perdidos.
And we know that it's not by our works, but by his work that we're saved.
No es por nuestras obras, sino por su obra.
And Jesus Christ, while we were yet sinners,
y cuando fuimos pecadores aún,
paid a price for us.
Él pagó un precio por nosotros.
Salvation begins when God does what man can't do.
La salvación comienza cuando Dios hace lo que el hombre
no puede hacer. You ought to thank the Lord that God still saves to the utmost.
No agradece que Dios no aún nos salve.
God still saves in the point where we realize, God, I can't break this habit.
Cuando nos damos cuenta que no podemos romper estos hábitos.
I can't shake these chains.
No puedo quitarme estas cadenas.
My God still can today. He still saves from.
Aún el nuestro Dios puede salvarnos.
He'll save you from the bottom of your bottom.
Puede sacarnos de nuestra profundidad.
He is mighty to save. Would you look at somebody and say, God's still mighty?
Dígale al que tiene a su lado que Dios es poderoso para salvar.
Amen. This is where the afterwork comes in when God begins to work in somebody's life.
Aquí es donde la obra posterior viene el Señor a trabajar en ellos.
It shows that God's work is amazing.
Y muestra que el trabajo del Señor es sorprendente.
God just don't rescue a drowning man
no solo rescata un hombre hundido,
and leave him dripping on the shore.
Y que se quede hundido ahí.
But God's salvation will change him.
Sino que solamente no, lo va a salvar y lo va a cambiar también.
God just don't take somebody that's in a burning house
no toma a alguien que está quemándose en su casa,
that feels the heat
que siente el calor,
and has the burns all over his body. God just don't rescue him out.
Y no solamente está quemado, sino que Dios lo rescata.
And say, go your way.
Y solamente lo lleva por su camino.
But God has healing for that person.
No solamente hace eso, sino que lo rescata y lo sana.
When you've lost everything in a burning house,
cuando pierdes todo en tu casa quemada,
you need some support right there.
Necesitas soporte.
You need somebody to put their arms around you.
¿Quieres que alguien te abrace?
You need somebody to give you a fresh start.
Que alguien te dé un comienzo fresco.
To give you some provisions to start back again.
Para iniciar de nuevo.
That's the Savior that I have today.
Ese es el Salvador que tenemos hoy.
My God just don't rescue me from the fire.
No solamente me rescata del fuego.
But he has the healing for all the scars and the burns that the fire gave me. My God still has power today to save.
Mi Dios aún tiene el poder para salvar.
You see, salvation is just not the rescue work.
La salvación no solamente es salvar,
but a healing work.
Sino que sanar también.
A supporting work.
Un soporte, una ayuda.
Where he puts his arms around us.
Donde pone sus brazos alrededor de nosotros.
When we have nothing to go back to in life.
Y no tendríamos nada por qué volver a nuestra vida.
We have a God who will put his arms around us.
Tenemos un Dios que nos extiende su mano.
And be that supporting comfort.
Que nos soporta.
I'm talking about a mighty God today.
Y que nos ayuda. Y que hablo de un Dios poderoso.
Oh, this is not just something weak.
No hablo de algo débil.
Where we come in out of the flames of sin and God just says, I'll see you later.
De que nos saca de las flamas del pecado y nos dice el Señor adiós hasta luego.
But my God does a continuous work in our lives.
Dios hace un trabajo continuo en nuestras vidas.
Amen. And you think everything I had is gone now.
Y piensas todo lo que tengo ahora se fue.
What do I have to live for?
Y ahora para qué tengo que vivir? No tengo nada.
I'm thankful that Jesus says, well, I'm here to help you live.
Pero qué bueno que tenemos al Señor que nos
ayuda. Jesus has power to give to you life and it more abundantly.
Y que Dios te da vida y vida en abundancia.
He has more than tongue talking for you.
Tiene más que solamente hablar en otra lengua.
He's got more than a quick sensation feel for you.
Más que una sensación rápida.
But my God has a life to walk with you and to be there with you. He's not going to leave you.
No te va a dejar.
And he's not going to forsake you.
Y tampoco te va a olvidar.
But he's a mighty God to save.
Pero es un Dios poderoso para salvar.
Are you thankful, friend, that God's still working in this hour?
¿Estás agradecido que Dios sigue trabajando en nosotros y salvándonos en esta hora?
Because we really don't have anybody here in that condition.
Pero no tenemos a nadie con esa convicción.
But are you thankful that God did save you?
Pero no estás agradecido que Dios te salvó.
Are you thankful that God's supporting you?
Que Dios te ayudó a ti.
He's helping you.
Te está ayudando.
Providing for you.
proveyendo para ti.
Amen. Blessing your life.
Bendiciendo tu vida.
Now we have favor in our life.
Ahora tenemos favor.
Those that had nothing at all.
Aquellos que no tenían nada en su vida.
You didn't have nothing to offer life.
No tenías nada para ofrecerle.
Now you have something inside of you.
Pero ahora tienes algo dentro de ti.
You have a power.
Tienes un poder.
You have a glory.
Una gloria.
And you have a beginning now.
Y un inicio ahora.
Hallelujah. Not only does God do all this, not only does God have healing,
no solamente Dios
support,
te sana,
provisions,
y provisión, ayuda.
God has an identity for you.
Sino que tiene una identidad nueva para ti.
Amen. If any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature.
Si un hombre de Dios está en Cristo, nueva criatura es.
Are you thankful for the mighty God that I have today?
¿No estás agradecido del Dios poderoso que tenemos?
One that would change you.
Eso te cambiará.
And change who you are.
Y cambiar lo que tú eres.
One that used to point and say, "That's a child of the devil."
Sí, para que tú digas, ese es un hijo del diablo.
That's a bad person.
Esa es una mala persona.
And when hell claimed you and said, "That's mine."
Cuando el infierno te trató de reclamar.
When you was a child of the devil.
Cuando eras hijo del diablo.
A child of evil.
Hijo de la
maldad. A child of sin.
Hijo del pecado.
The Lord wants to change you with His salvation.
El Señor quiere cambiarte con tu
and
salvación.
And give you a brand new identity.
Y darte una nueva identidad.
You see, if any man be in Christ,
y cualquier hombre es de Cristo,
he's a new creature.
Nueva criatura es.
Old things have passed away. Your old identity's passed away.
Todas las cosas fueron hechas viejas ya.
I'm not the person I used to be.
No soy lo que era antes.
Because my God is mighty to save.
Porque mi Dios es poderoso
more than
para sanar.
A rescue.
Más que un
rescatador. More than just healing oil.
Más que
more than a provision.
Más que
but a brand new me I have in Him.
Pero
I become His child.
Y me convierto en su hijo.
How beautiful to know that Jesus isn't just mighty to save those who repent.
No solamente Dios es poderoso para salvar a aquellos que se arrepienten.
But He has power enough to make somebody turn to Him.
Pero sino que tiene poder para hacer que esa persona se vuelva a él. Un nuevo corazón.
A new desire.
Nuevos deseos.
A new faith.
Una nueva fe.
A new identity.
Nueva identidad.
Are you thankful today that there's something that draws us to God?
¿No estás agradecido que algo nos lleva al Señor?
And draws us from the world.
Que nos saca del mundo, nos lleva al Señor.
Not only does God have a new identity, God has a new power to put inside of you.
No solamente Dios tiene el corazón nuevo que te da, sino un nuevo deseo.
A new power that you even find working in your life. That's part of salvation.
Un nuevo poder que tienes en ti.
That you can resist.
Puedes resistir.
The things of your past.
Las cosas del pasado.
That in every temptation there's a power to look for the way of escape.
Que cada tentación tiene su puerta para
salir. You see, God just didn't rescue from a drowning situation and leave you on the shore. He plants you on a solid rock.
Sino que no solo el Señor te rescató de hundirte, sino que te puso en roca sólida.
He establishes our goings.
Sino que estableció.
He puts His glory inside of us.
Tu gloria en ti.
Salvation isn't just a pardon from sin; it's a power over sin.
No solamente es esta obra es de sanidad.
Aleluya.
No solo still, perdón, sino de poder sobre el pecado.
He's still mighty to save.
Él es aún poderoso para salvar.
You know, there's a, what we call sanctification. We kind of mentioned that the other day. That ongoing work of God's miraculous inside of our life.
La santificación es el milagro continuo.
The life of a true believer, it ought to be a life of miracles.
La vida del creyente tiene que ser una vida de milagros.
Amen. A life that things still happen. When Moses came on the burning bush, the Bible says the burning bush was not consumed.
Cuando vio la zarza ardiente, vio que no se consumió.
And friend, God will put something inside of you to keep you.
Y el Señor va a poner algo en ti que te mantenga así.
When you should have been consumed, there's something inside of us now that wants us to keep going. There's a power inside of us that'll keep us in the trial.
Sino que va a haber un poder en ti que te va a seguir haciendo lo que haces.
The pressures of life come.
La presión de la vida vendrá, sí.
The temptations of life come.
La tentación vendrá.
But by God's power, the individual's not destroyed.
Pero el poder de Dios no se hará destruido.
Amen. He gives you the power to carry on.
El poder de Dios te hará seguir
creciendo. Jude said, "He that is able to keep you from falling." Are you thankful that God offers assistance in your life now?
Qué bueno que el Señor es poderoso para guiarnos en nuestra caída.
He's mighty to save.
Él es poderoso para salvar.
Think about it today.
Piénselo.
More than a rescue.
Más que un rescatador.
My God wants you to move with Him.
El Señor quiere que te muevas con él.
And He gives you a power and a preservation to keep you.
Te da un poder y una preservación para quedarte con él.
There's power in the Holy Ghost, saint.
Hay poder en el Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Ghost is more than a power that just a surge.
Es un poder más allá que solamente va a servir.
A lot of times we are addicted to the search.
Estamos adictos a la búsqueda.
And that's all we talk about.
Y solamente hablamos de eso.
Like a drug addict, all they want is that high, that when they snort that cocaine or take a drag or shoot up, they're just there for the high.
Así como los drogadictos buscan la droga.
I'm not here just for the high.
No estoy solamente buscando para los altos que da la droga.
Amen. I'm here for the long run now because I'm in Christ Jesus.
No estoy buscando el camino eterno que da el Señor.
You know, it's beautiful. God has a power not just to fill you with His Spirit.
El Señor tiene poder no solamente para llenarte,
but to keep you in the Spirit.
Sino para mantenerte en el Espíritu.
And to preserve you to that day of completion.
Para reservarte en el día de la completión.
Brother Pearl, God wants you to cross the finish line.
El Señor quiere que tú cruces la línea de meta.
Knowing that you can't do it on your own.
Sabiendo que tú no puedes hacerlo por tu propia
fuerza. No way you can make it. Wesley, you can't be saved by Wesley's ways.
No puedes
but
salvar,
God
no.
has power and He's mighty to save
Pero
Wesley.
Es poderoso para salvarte.
That's the reason why when you get to your wit's end.
Porque por eso cuando llegas a una parte.
Hang on.
Agárrate.
God's not done.
Dios no ha terminado.
Are you thankful that God is still mighty to save? Right there.
Agradecido que Dios sigue siendo poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation, we talked about it the other day, is the most elastic word in the Bible.
Salvación es la palabra más elástica en la Biblia.
When we get saved, the Holy Ghost comes in our life.
Cuando somos salvados y el Espíritu Santo viene en nuestra vida.
There's a power of justification.
Hay un poder de justificación.
Where God begins to deliver you from the penalty of sin. No longer am I under the penalty.
Ya somos libres de la pena del pecado.
Are you thankful God delivers you from that penalty of hell?
¿Estamos agradecidos de que el Señor te ha liberado de aquello?
When He pulls you out of the flame and fire, He's not going to send you back there when you walk with Him.
No te vas a dejar que te vayas en eso otra vez, sino que te va a salvar.
But brother, when you walk with God, you start another thing of salvation where it's called sanctification.
Pero cuando empiezas a caminar con el Señor, tú empiezas algo más.
God starts working on you.
El Señor empieza a trabajar en ti.
Everything inside of you that is an old hang-up from the past.
Y todo lo que era pasado y viejo en ti.
You start laying aside every weight and every sin and everything of your past.
Te empiezas a dejar todo del pasado, todo pecado.
Are you thankful that God still is working on you today? God still tunes a heart that becomes, Brother Colton says, hey, he messes up all the time. Are you thankful that God is mighty to save when we mess up, when we have hang-ups and we have problems?
Para salvar cuando, incluso cuando la cometemos errores.
And the next beautiful part about salvation, we will be saved. One of these days, God is going to even deliver us from the presence of this old sinful world.
Y Dios nos va a salvar de esta presencia de este mundo.
He's mighty to save. I want you to think about this.
Quiero que pienses sobre esto.
He's mighty to save. He rescues a man from the sinking destruction.
Él es poderoso para salvar, rescatando a un hombre sacado de la destrucción al hundirse.
He stabilizes a person by putting him on solid, safe ground.
Estabiliza a la persona en un puesto firme y seguro.
Are you thankful there's a safe environment?
¿Estás agradecido que hay un entorno seguro?
He sanitizes you.
Él te sanitiza, es lavado, limpiado dentro por fuera.
He washes you within and without.
Te limpia dentro y fuera.
He strengthens you. He delivers divine power.
Te fortalece, te da poder divino.
Beyond human willpower.
Más allá de la fuerza humana.
And he transforms you.
Y te transforma.
No longer am a child of the devil. I'm a new creature in Christ.
Ya no soy hijo del diablo, sino hijo del Rey de Reyes.
And he sanctifies. He sets me apart.
Y nos santifica, nos hace a un lado del mundo.
He preserves me. He keeps me.
Él me hace perseverar.
And one day we're going to be glorified that we can know Jesus Christ forever.
Cuando nos encontremos
he
con
just
en el cielo.
Didn't pull me out. He just didn't set me up. He just didn't clean me.
No solamente me limpió, me rescató.
But he built us up and he's going to carry us up one day.
Sino que nos construye,
are you thankful today that he's mighty to save? Hallelujah. Oh friend, I want to tell somebody, if you can't repent, you can't change, you can't quit, you can't turn.
Si no puedes arrepentirte, dejar el pecado, dejar todo eso,
he's mighty to save.
Él es poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah. For those of you that are praying for your lost loved ones, remember still, God's still mighty to save.
Aquellos que están orando por la gente perdida, aún Dios es poderoso para salvar.
Even when you say, well, there seems to be no hope for them. I can't reach them.
Incluso cuando tú piensas que no se puede alcanzarlos.
I can't reclaim them. I can't change them.
No puedo reclamarlos ni cambiarlos.
When you have somebody that you think there's no way.
Cuando tienes alguien que dices, ah, no, no creo.
Remember, God's still mighty to save.
Dios recuerda que aún
God's still in the heart-changing business.
Aún puede cambiar su corazón.
God has more than a rescue for them. God is able to turn them around.
Dios
and causes them to realize, I don't belong in this pig pen.
Para ayudar
I don't belong in this jail cell. I don't belong in this condition.
No
God's still mighty to save.
Dios sigue siendo poderoso para salvar.
Does your own case trouble you?
¿Acaso tu propio caso te pone en problemas?
He's so mighty, his strength is still sufficient for you.
Su fuerza aún es suficiente para ti.
If he saved you,
si te salvó una vez,
he can sustain you.
Aún te puede sostener.
We have capitalized so much, Brother Diego, on Acts 2:38.
Hemos capitalizado mucho de Hechos 2:38.
On the initial experience.
Sobre la experiencia inicial.
That we have forgotten that God is still mighty to save us after Acts 2:38.
Que nos hemos olvidado que Dios sigue siendo poderoso para salvarnos después de Hechos 2:38.
You find where you used to want to do something wrong.
Te has olvidado de los buenos y malos.
There's a new desire developing. You go, man.
Sino que hay un nuevo deseo en ti.
I can't believe I resisted to look at that.
Y dices, uy, no puedo creer que resistí ver eso.
Instead of picking up my phone and exploring this direction,
en vez de ir al teléfono y ver otras cosas,
there's something different inside of me.
Hay algo diferente en mí.
Instead of thinking I got to do this,
en vez de decir que tengo que hacer esto,
I now feel an urge to pray.
Ahora siento.
Oh, you think God's not giving up on us? He's still mighty to save.
Para decir que Dios no está rendido contigo.
And He's mighty even to do a work inside of us.
Él es poderoso para empezar otra vez.
If He's mighty to start the work, He's mighty to finish the work.
Poderoso para iniciar la obra y poderoso para terminar la obra.
I just want to bust a theory today.
Quiero hablar de una teoría ahora.
An ideology that it seems it has developed.
Una ideología.
Somebody said, "I can't live for God."
Alguien dice que no puede vivir por Dios o para
Dios. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. God brought them, and they had a Holy Ghost experience.
Y Dios los trajo aquí, se llenaron del Espíritu Santo.
And they reach a place where they say, "I just can't live for God."
Y llegan a un momento donde dice que no puedo vivir por el Señor.
I want to tell somebody, if God lives for you, you sure can live for Him, because there's a power. He's a mighty God, and He's mighty to save today.
Porque Él es poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah. Stand with me.
Póngase de pie.
Brother Pirtle, if God is mighty enough,
si Dios es poderoso,
to reach
para alcanzar,
and pull you out of the fire
y sacarte del fuego,
and rescue you
y rescatarte,
and heal your burns
y sanar tus quemaduras,
stabilize you with comfort,
estabilizarte con la comodidad,
support,
con el apoyo,
provide for you,
para proveer,
give you a new beginning.
Para darte un nuevo inicio.
Give you a brand new identity.
Para darte una nueva identidad.
No longer that old man that you used to be.
Ya no serás el viejo hombre.
If God is able to do that and to keep you.
Si Dios es capaz de hacer esto para mantenerte.
God is able to walk with you and run with you all the way to the finish line.
Dios es capaz de correr contigo, ir hacia la línea de meta.
He's still mighty to save.
Él aún es poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands in this place right now.
Levantemos nuestras manos.
Hallelujah, God's still mighty to reach into the unreachable.
Dios aún es poderoso para alcanzar a quien no quiere ser alcanzado.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's souls here today that are struggling.
Hay almas aquí que están teniendo problemas.
You think, well, I messed up too many times, I can't live for God or be used of God.
Y dices, tal vez he cometido muchos errores, no puedo vivir por Dios o para Dios.
The word of the Lord today is.
Pero la palabra del Señor hoy es.
God's still mighty to save.
Dios aún es poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah! I believe it's a good time to get out of your chair and come to the front, lifting your hands.
Yo creo que
amen. Let's press our way to the front of the building today.
Y levantar tus
manos. He's still mighty to save.
Él es aún poderoso para salvar.
Hallelujah! Oh, come on, let's come and let's join together in prayer and worship.
Unámonos en adoración y oración.
Reach your hands up to Jesus, Son of God. Come
on. Manos al Señor.
Don't look around and think, oh, who's this for? No, no, no. You want to come today. There's strength in the mercies of God.
Sino que busque, Señor, usted
there's
mismo.
Grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's fire for your soul.
Encuentra al Señor.
Pray to that mighty God.
Órele a ese Dios poderoso.
Do
Come on, let him talk to your heart. Let him reassure your
faith. Deja que hable en tu corazón.